Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are on the very top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Comes the Gemara and discusses another element of a personal type of fast. So Amar Rav Kana Amar Rav Yachad Shekiba Alav Taina. So an individual who's accepted upon himself a fast, they also bring us a sandal. So he is prohibited. It is usher for him to wear leather shoes. Now it's not just talking about this prohibition. Rather, it means anything which is because of tanug. So that would mean eating, drinking, tashma shamita, anything along those lines is going to be usher. Why? Chayshinan shema tainis tzibor kibalav. Because maybe we're afraid that he accepted upon himself the stringencies of a public fast day. If he just said stam fast day and didn't say explicitly which one he's referring to, we might assume that's talking about a public fast day, and that way we say he's just going to be usher from all things of tainug. So hechilavid. So if he wants to go and accept a private fast day to avoid these extra chumras, what should he say? So amar Rav Shila. You should say the following. You should say, tomorrow I'm going to be accepting a tainus yachid, which is just a private fast day, so you only can eat and drink, but the other things, the other types of tanugim, you would be allowed to do. Good. Now comes Gemara and discusses the types of fast that we take in Gullah. So I'm really Rabbanan Rav Sheshes, something we saw a few daf ago. So the Rabbanan Tetzer Rav Sheshes, Ha Kachazina Rabbanan Samayu Misanahu, that I saw certain rabbis that they were wearing leather shoes, Vasu Lebei Tanisa, and they came to the house of the fasting, which is basically like shul. They came over there because people used to go to shul. The town used to go on fast days to kind of figure out, what are we doing wrong? What could we be doing better? Because that's what fast days are all about. So Ikpat Rav Sheshes got angry when he heard that these rabbis were wearing these leather shoes to these fast days. And he said to them, Dilma Mechal Na Miyachal, once they're doing this, once they're wearing leather shoes, they're probably eating also. It's a big problem. Comes Gemara and continues on this topic. Abai V'Rava Ma'ilei. So Abai and Rava would go into this house of davening for the fast day, this shul basically, kimisaime apanta, and they were wearing leather on their shoes. So they would switch their shoes. They'd put the right foot on the left foot and the left foot on the right foot to show that something's a little bit different about this day. Rabbanan de Ravashi, the Rabbanan of the school of Ravashi, nafki kiur chayu, they would just go out as usual and nothing would change when they were going out of their house on a public fast day. Savre kial damar Shmuel, they were holding like that which Shmuel said, which we saw earlier in this Mesechta, ain tainis tibor bavel tish above bavel. The only tainis tibor that you have in bavel, because there was such moisture in the land, it was never such a desperate situation, so you only had Tisha B'Av, which was the only type of fast where you needed to have these types of stringencies. Otherwise, you were allowed to wear these types of shoes. Good. Now comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Rav Yudah's the name of Rav. Lova Adam Tani So Uporea. A person's allowed to borrow a fast day. Meaning, let's say you accepted a certain fast day upon yourself, but you realize this is not a great day for me to be doing this. It's too hard, whatever it is. So you're allowed to go and eat on that day. Uporea, just repay it. Meaning, fast on a different day, and you're going to be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ki Amrisa Kamei Shmuel." When they told this Shita in front of Shmuel, Amar Lisa, Shmuel told me, did he accept a vow upon himself, lo sagi lo mashalim, that he has to go and fulfill it even if he broke it? He just accepted a vow on himself to afflict himself. If he's able to, that's what he'll do. And if he's not able to, then he doesn't need to. Okay, so he messed up. He doesn't have to go and make this up. Why are we assuming that you have to go and pay this back? There are those who have a different version of this conversation that we just had. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Lo v'adam ta'anisho pareh, that a person's allowed to borrow back a fast day and then repay it, just fast on a different day. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, I'm gonna leap shita. He said, that's obvious. Lo yehela neder, it's only a neder. Neder migo matzi ba'u lashlumeu. Meza alamachar uyam achrina. When it comes to a neder, of course you're allowed to pay it back at any point. So similarly, a fast, it doesn't need to be specifically on that day. You could pay it back at any time. So a different version of what Shmuel was saying back to this initial ruling, whether you need to pay this thing back at all or not. Comes Gemara and brings a story related to this. So Yeshua Berei de Rav Idi, so one time, Rav Yeshua, the son of Rav Idi, Ikla Lebe Ravasi, went to go visit the house of Ravasi. Avdulei Ego Tilsa. And they made him the best of the meats. Amrulei, and they said to Rav Yeshua, Lito Marmide, come taste this. This meat's amazing. So Amrulei, he told them, Kitani Si Yosef, and I can't because I'm fasting today. Amrulei, so they said, Velizif Marlifra, just why don't you just eat right now because this meat's amazing, and then you'll fast on another day. You'll make it up. Lo Sarver Mar, do you not hold the Hadamar of Yudam Marav, Lo Vadam Taniso Pared? Do you not hold of what we just said, that you're allowed to go and borrow the fast day and repay? Just do it on a different day. So Amrulei, who? Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Tanis Chalom Hu, no, my fast is different because this is a Tanis Chalom, because I had a frightening dream, that's why I'm fasting. So if someone has a bad dream and they're scared about the repercussions about those dreams, so the way to do that and to fix it is to fast, and that's as effective as putting a fire on something which is very flammable. Rav Chista Ubo Bayom. And Rav Chista adds that this should really be on the very same day that you had your dream. And if you had the dream at night, you should fast on that day, and that hopefully will get rid of the whole Gzera or whatever that meaning of that dream was. Remember Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef, this is Vafilu B'Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, if you have this bad dream on a Friday night, you should even fast on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, though, Mai Takante. So how are you going to do tshuva? How are you going to fix the fact that you fasted on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. How do you fix that? Leisiv Tanisa L'Tanisa. So you should fast on another day during the week to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, but it's still effective, it sounds like, to go and fast on Shabbos this if you had a bad dream and you're scared of the repercussions of that dream. Good. Now we are up to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah continues to discuss the procedure for what happens when we need to make more public fast days in the event that there is just no rain and there's this continuing drought. So if these first three public fast days pass and there was no rain, so Beis Din Gozrin, Gimel Tanios Acheres Al HaTzibur. So comes Beis Din and makes another three public fast days Al HaTzibur. And these fast days are more strict than the first three that we mentioned, because Ochlim Shosim Yibod Yom, that you're allowed to eat on Erev fast day, but only while it's still daytime. But the fast starts on Shkia the night before. Vasur b'melacha, and you're not allowed to do any work. Melacha v'rochitza, you're not allowed to wash yourself. V'sicha v'niyasasana v'tasprit hamita v'no'al inesamer chartzos. And you're not allowed to have any of these tanugim. You're not allowed to wash yourself, anoint yourself, wear shoes, be marital relations, and they also lock the bathhouses because bathing is usher on those days. Avru elu v'no nanu. Now, if that second set of fast days are also not answered, and now we still have a major drought going on, Beis Din goes in alein od sheva. So Beis Din makes another seven fasts, Chehein yud gimel taniyos ala tibur, which comes to a grand total of 13 fasts that we have on the tibur. Har elu yoseres ala rishonos, and these are even more stringent than the middle one, Sheve elu masrim, because on these we have these cryouts, we have, well, the Gemara quotes as a machlokas, whether this means that we have the shofar blowing, or if we have aninu hashem aninu, like we have at the end of Slichos, but we have this element to the fast days. And we also have b'no'al in sachanuyos, we lock the stores. Bashinu matinim chashecha, on Monday we partially open the stores a little bit towards the evening so people could get food to break their fast. V'chamishi mutar m'nechavod haShabbos, and on Thursday we open the store the entire day so people could shop for Shabbos. Avru elu v'lo nanu, and if these seven have passed, and still we have no answer, matim masu matan, so then we have to go and try new things, which means that we start to decrease the amount of business that we do with Vinyan and Tia and construction and planting, we stop doing anything that brings on simcha, like marrying, we stop greeting each other. Rather, the way we should act is people who are being in the wrath of God. We should make, you know, we should feel like we're being punished by God, Hayachidim, and these pious individuals, the distinguished people that we mentioned earlier, so they should resume fasting until the end of Nisan. Now, if rain fell after the month of Nisan, Simen Kala, this is a bad sign, Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, Alo Katsir Chitim Hayom V'Gomer. So we see that that would be a bad sign if it rained after Nisan. So this is the end of our Mishnah. Now comes the Gemara and discusses the Isser Malacha that we mentioned in the second set of fast days, the second set of three fasts that you would have if the first set did not work. So comes Gemara and says, Bishlama, so I understand Kulu Ispuhu Tanug Rechitza V'sicha V'tashmin Shamita Va Malacha Tzaru. But so I understand when it comes to all these things that you're not allowed to do, when the fasts get more stringent, like you're not allowed to bathe, you're not allowed to anoint, you're not allowed to have relations, I understand all of that because all of that is pleasurable, all of that is for Tanug. But Malacha not going to work, is that really such a bad thing? People don't like work, so why should this be a problem? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Kar, really it's coming from a Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yoel is talking about when the Navi told everyone to gather into the Beis HaMikdash to try to replenish the land after there was a major kind of makkah of locusts that came and destroyed the land. So the Pasuk says, Kachu Tzom, prepare a fast, Kiru Atzara, call a gathering, Isu Zekanim, and assemble the elders, because we need to make sure to step it up. So says the Gemara, Ka'atzeres. What we see that this is like, it's Ka'atzeres. This gathering is like Atzeres, which is comparable to either Shavuos or Shmini Atzeres. Ma'atzeres Asur Basias Malacha, just as on the holiday called Atzeres, whether again it's Shavuos or Shmini Atzeres, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Aftanis Asur Basias Malacha. So to the Tainis is also going to be Asur Basias Malacha. But ask the Gemara, if we're really going to compare this fast day to a Yom Tov, then there's other comparisons that we can make. E ma atzeres meyorta, aftanis nami meyorta. Once we're saying that it's like the Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov starts the night before. And over here we're saying that the Isser Malacha only starts on that day, so we should start the prohibition against work from the previous evening. So I'm Rabbi Zera, Ledidim Mefarshali, was explained to me, Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba by Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba himself. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Isru Zekanim, that the Pasuk also tells us that we should assemble the Zekanim, which leads us to conclude as follows, Dumya Da Asifa Zekanim, that everything, this whole fast day is comparable to the assembly of the Zekanim that occurs on the public fast day. Ma Asifa Zekanim by Yom, just as that happens in the daytime. Av Tzom, Nami by Yom, so to that the prohibition against working on a fast day, that's also going to be at daytime. But let us say that it should start from the afternoon, because maybe the elders assemble also in the afternoon. So why don't we say the Isser Malacha starts from the afternoon, work the morning, and then stop in the afternoon. So Amar Rav Shisha, Braid Rav Idi, Misaile L'Rav Huna. So this goes within the sheet of Rav Huna, Damar Mitzafra Kinufya, who says that on the morning of a fast day, everyone gathers together at the shul when the morning is going to come. So we see that everything really starts from the morning. So Hechiyav, so what would they do in this morning gathering in shul for the fast day? So Amar Abayi Mitafrad Pagod Yoma, from the morning until midday, Ma'ininam B'Mili Demasa. They would go through the town's affairs to see, to make sure everyone's acting the way they're supposed to be acting, to make sure no one's stealing, to make sure everyone's being honest. Mikan Ve'iluch, after Riva D'Yoma, so the third quarter of the day, Karina B'Sifra V'Aftara, people would read from the Torah and the Haftorah. Kaman Ve'e, Mikan Ve'iluch, from there after the final quarter of the day, Ba'inan Rachme, they would just daven and beg for mercy from Hashem. Shenem Rav Yakumu Alamda Ma'ikru B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokechem. Revius Hayom, Revius Misvadim, Mishtachlim Lashem Eloheim. Ask the Gemara, Epochana, but let me reverse this order. Why don't we say that the first half of the day is the Torah reading and the davening, and then the next part would be the going through the town affairs? Answer the Gemara, no, Lo Sakadach, don't say that, Tiksiv, because the Pasuk says, Ve'ilai Yasu Kocharet Bedrei Elokei Yisrael Al Mal Hagolo, Tiksiv, Minchas Erev Kamti Mitani. See? Va'efresha Kapai El Hashem. So this whole story, all of these psukim come from Ezra, where Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael and he saw that there was just a tremendous amount of intermarriage going on, and he just saw that there was just a tremendous amount of tumah amongst the Jewish people, and he went and he tore his garments and he sat and he fasted, and the pasuk tells us how he made sure that the last part of his day was most focused on davening and laning and the more spiritual endeavor. So we see that the way we're supposed to end the fast is through that davening, through that extra tefillah. So that's why we know the first half of the day is going to be analyzing the towns and the people's affairs. And then we're going to go to davening for the second half of the day. So this is Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.